There's a little known rule about Parliament. You're not allowed to edit speeches made by MPs and Lords for TV or radio without making it really, really clear where the breaks are. So, with that in mind, here's a summary of Andrew Griffith's speech on the budget made this Tuesday.
The cut in duty to beer. Burton, the home of British brewing. The beer and pub industry. British beer. Beer duty escalator. The price of a pint. Pub.
And I'll leave that going. It does go on for a while. Andrew Griffith isn't just a one-issue man. When he entered Parliament, he said he wanted to use his time to promote engineering. Perhaps a nod to JCB. It's a big employer in the area. Also, a big donor to the MP, pre and post-election. And he's led on other issues, ones which haven't always made him popular with his Conservative Party leaders. Within a year of his election, he was fronting a rebellion against the government to stop prisoners from being allowed to vote. A year later, in 2012, another rebellion, this time on House of Lords reform. Only a few years ago, such behaviour might have consigned an ambitious MP to a life of permanent national obscurity. But coalition politics has changed things. Yes, he was voting the other way to his friends in power, but they, unlike he, were constrained by coalition. In some cases, Andrew and his co-conspirators were probably thinking what most Tories were thinking. Even if he occasionally ends up in a different voting lobby, he retains good relations with the upper echelons of the Conservative Party. Eric Pickles, Secretary of State for Communities, was his best man at his wedding last year. Griffiths was his chief of staff and did the same role for the Home Secretary, Theresa May, when the Conservatives were in opposition. There was life before politics for Andrew, though the Conservatives' official biography of him maybe raises more questions than it answers. Is manager of a high street banking and estate agency group another way of saying that he's an ex-banker or that he was an ex-estate agent? Neither exactly a vote winner these days. What does win votes is cheaper beer, which I think if I fade this back up, he's still going on about.
Beer sales. Beer sales. Brewers. Beer and brewing. Beer. But we will be raising a glass, saluting this government and saying cheers, George.
Yeah.